Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Stephen Mintz, Professor Emeritus at Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo, California, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. We love talking to him about ethics. Stephen, thanks again for being here. When we went to the break, we were talking about trying to raise the debate out of the anarchy that we're seeing in many of the cities, where people obviously aren't looking for solutions. They just want to tear things down. The next level up from that is a place where people are talking. They're not destroying physically things. They're not shooting people. They're not attacking the police. But the conversation is very difficult. And one of the quadrants of that little strata of our national debate has been dubbed the cancel culture. Dr. Mintz, right. Talk to us about the cancel culture. Define it. Reveal them. And tell us what you think.
Well, I think even before the cancel culture, and this has happened for many years, there's sort of the call-out culture, which mm-hmm. is a modified form where you disagree with someone's point of view, you believe that they've made an error in judgment, but you think there's some hope for them. Maybe they'll learn to do better next time. So you criticize them. So it's a mild form of the cancel culture. The cancel culture is triggered by a lack of respect.
Didn't we used to call that debate, Stephen?
Yes, that would be true, yes.
In the old days, we debated it. I said, Stephen, I completely disagree with everything you just said, but I defend to the death your right to say it. That was, and that's debated. Yes. Let me see if I can convince you to come over to my side, right? We did that. Now what we got?
Well, a good point about that is, overall, we welcome diversity in society and in the workplace, but we don't seem to welcome diversity in thought. Mm-hmm. We try to shut it down. So that's part of the cancel culture as well. In other words, you want to hold people accountable for their words and deeds, but in a much more serious way, so there's a social and cultural boycott of that individual. You're trying right. to excommunicate them from the community, embarrass them
to shame
in
them,
their own community.
Shame them and expose them and maybe even injure them, maybe in a passive-aggressive way, put them in some kind of a peril. But here's what gets me. The cancel culture, the levels that they take it, is beyond debate. And you indicated it. If you say something that they disagree with, they don't just say, well, we disagree, but he's still my neighbor. They say, as you said, I don't want to be your neighbor. I don't want to be around you because I disagree with you. You say things that I disagree with, but more than that, they say they don't even accept the fact that you said something factual. The problem right. I've got with a cancel culture is they're denying things that we should all be able to stipulate are facts. What do you think?
Right. I think that's true. And it's a form of free speech, although you can debate the nature of the speech because it can be harmful to one's reputation. And there are many examples of that. As a professor, there's a professor at Harvard who was a distinguished fellow in the Linguistic Society of America. I don't give his name, but all these people that were part of the society wrote a letter that he should be canceled. Mm-hmm. They didn't say that right out, But that was the essence of it. Here's a guy who worked for years to be a distinguished professor, and they want him out because they didn't like one thing he said.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what America is all about. In America, not only do we have were we based on free debate, open debate, but also redemption. Stephen, you and I could say something that maybe we regret it a day or so later, and we say, okay, don't do that anymore. You know, if it was generally unacceptable, we redeem people in America. We have a history of that. What do you think?
Right, absolutely. We all make mistakes. We all have said things in the past that we regret now. So why hold these people responsible in a way of you want to shame them, you want to shun them from the community?
Especially something that they may have said 30 years ago. People can't change, like they can't evolve, like new information can't inform them. I mean, that's the kind of thing. That is a hateful form it's a passive-aggressive form of terrorism, in my opinion. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I agree with that, absolutely, because the objective is to harm somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to have them see your point of view.
To silence them.
Right, right. And it's interesting with respect to the cancel culture, and after the George Floyd situation and other instances mm-hmm. of brutality, the TV show Cops, which had been on the air for 33 years,
right.
was canceled because of the backlash.
Because of one act, which was obviously an aberration, not something the thousands of good interactions with police officers every day in America. Quick break, stay with us.
Right, exactly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.